First today, it's something that Australians usually take for granted. In an emergency, being able to call 000 and having instant access to the police or the ambulance. But an apparent lightning strike on a Telstra pit containing important cables in regional New South Wales early this morning has led to outages and delays in the service in most states. Making things worse, the New South Wales ambulance says Telstra failed to pass on the information, so the ambulance had no idea that people were unable to get through. Jonathan Hare reports.
The problems with the 000 service have had emergency services across the country scrambling. Mark Walton is an acting deputy commissioner with New South Wales Police.
We plan, prepare and are able to respond. This is an example of a contingency where we've had difficulty with our communications. We've moved to our other arrangements, which is that police assistance line picking up the 000 calls that can't get through and divert and dispatch calls for assistance to all the agencies.
Telstra is the organisation responsible for the 000 emergency line. It's blaming a lightning strike hitting a cable pit in regional New South Wales for the disruption. A disruption that spread to Victoria, South Australia, Queensland, Western Australia and Tasmania throughout the morning. So, were any lives put at risk?
We really don't have any numbers on that at the moment. We have asked that question of all our agencies. We're coming into a period today where we will see more calls, but those numbers I don't have for you.
Tony Gately is the Acting Assistant Commissioner of New South Wales Ambulance.
Since about 2 o'clock this morning, Ambulance has been monitoring and assessing the whole situation and all the cases that we've responded to. We don't have any information that there's been any adverse event as a result of what's gone on.
Are you concerned that somebody may have died and you don't know about it?
Well, we're continuing to monitor and assess, and we're doing everything we can.
But the ambulance service has also revealed that Telstra failed to tell it about the problem.
We identified through our normal processes that things were not operating as normal, and that's how we became aware of it.
So how can a lightning strike on a cable pit cause so much disruption? Paul Buddha is an independent telecommunications analyst.
That typically happens in regional areas where there is not that amount of redundancy. If you're in a city, then there are so-called loops. So if a cable gets cut or something happens, then traffic just gets rerouted the other direction and it still gets to you. In regional areas, that quite often is not the case. You don't have these loops. If the cable gets cut, you know, then everything that's behind that cut is then unable to receive any traffic.
It wasn't just emergency calls affected. Commonwealth Bank has reported problems with its FPOS and ATM systems. National Australia Bank has had issues with its phone lines. Westpac had some problems too. Federal Communications Minister Mitch Fifield says he's monitoring the situation.
I've spoken to the CEO of Telstra, Andy Penn, about this earlier today, and I'll be talking to him through the course of the day and getting further updates.
Telstra says the damaged cable pit has now been repaired, but it might take some time for services to go back to normal.
Jonathan Hare reporting.